CBS Eye on the World, I'm John Batchelor with George Friedman, the chairman of Geopolitical Futures. We turn from 1991 to 2022. The headlines from NATO say that the NATO allies rejected Russia's demand for a new security settlement in Europe, challenging President Putin to withdraw troops deployed near Ukraine. This is a headline from Europe via the AFP, the Agence France. This follows conversations that were said to be not positive in Geneva between representative of the U.S. State Department, representative of the foreign ministry. What is notable about the NATO instance in Brussels is that Soviet, now Russian officers in their bright brown uniforms were present, big chests, watching, dutifully masked because of the pandemic. I'm struck by the fact that the Russian military was present because I recall not too distant past that they were disinvited from being observers at NATO. George, the troops at the Ukraine border are said to be undergoing live exercises in the mud. The White House has hired meteorologists to anticipate when the mud will turn frozen, and that's conducive, is believed, to Russian military activity. When we last spoke, you believed or you maintained that it is unlikely that Mr. Putin will move militarily against Ukraine. Does that continue to be your opinion? Are these talks in Geneva, in Brussels, and now they're reviving, I believe, the Normandy 4 that was originally part of the negotiation? Is that all moving us away from military confrontation, or is it still uncertain, George?
Military confrontation carries an enormous risk for Putin. He could lose. And if he lost, he would lose the best chance to reunite the Soviet Union and so on. He's got his tanks lined up as if they were 1944 and here Heinz Guderian. And it's a very different world now. Secondly, the last thing the United States needs is a war in Ukraine. Mobilizing forces for that massive country, fighting on the Russian doorstep, very tricky business. The Europeans and NATO will absolutely make all sorts of absolute demands. So each side wants to negotiate this. What the Russians want is Ukraine to be outside the Western hold. They will agree not to enter Ukraine, but there can't be any American troops and NATO can't expand. The United States will answer, we can give you that, but you've got to neutralize Belarus. You've got to pull out of there. You can't be hitting Poland head on. So that's where the negotiations will go. Because the fact of the matter is, the worst part of a war for a leader like Putin is you're betting that you're going to win. And in that terrain, with that kind of army, and the Americans standing off with aircraft, we just don't know who wins. So I don't think there'll be war.
And the confrontation over the Russian demands, rollback NATO, is that a positive for Moscow, the fact that they're engaged in this? We have less than a minute.
His most important thing is he's having this conversation. He's speaking as an equal to NATO. And one of the things that NATO did and Americans did is they made the Russians feel defeated 2 feet tall. He now has internally Russia. He's the equal. As to, you know, what NATO can do as a military force, very limited. What the Russians can do, very risky. But this is Russia coming back into history.
Right.
This is Russia reversing 1991.
Yes, the false dawn connected 31 years later to the red dawn. George Friedman is chairman of the Geopolitical Futures. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.